Paul W. Smith Show at 6. The pre-W. Smith Show now. 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Listen, it's now official, Kristen. All of the dancing and ice cubes in the toilet and the spoon and the wherever it goes and all the rest of it worked. We've got multiple school closings now official in Southeast Michigan. Why don't you run down a few? But yeah, it's really kind of the region.
I was just going to say, it's basically the region. If you can think of a school, it's most likely on the list. Ann Arbor Public Schools, Birmingham Public Schools, Bloomfield Public Schools, Detroit Public Schools.
Yeah.
I think I saw in here Monroe Public Schools, Huron Valley Schools. I mean, it's, again, just...
It's pretty broad and complete, across the region. If you don't have to drive, don't. There's lots of...
Rochester.
A lot of community, like Birmingham, for example, the communities that don't want you parking on the road so they can get them cleared. The snow, it's just starting. Obviously, they have pretty good intelligence, they being those who make the decisions to close the schools, that this is a for real kind of snow event. And... it's going to at least pose challenges, if not dangers, to be out on the road. So there you have it. You can, of course, look up online at, for example, click on Detroit. There's others where you can get all of the official school closings.
Yeah, Fox 2 Detroit, click on Detroit. Course.
Yeah, that's a good one.
XYZ, all of them. Yeah,
all of them. Listen, we did give out the text number as it related to the poll on whether or not to have a toll on our roadways as the way to keep them from deteriorating. Someone took the opportunity, though, Kristen, to make a more complete list and to let you know that their kids covered where apparently your girls were short on a few things. And they're actually claiming credit for the snow day today because without, for example, leaving ice cubes on the porch, you're likely not to have a snow day. Actually, as this texter writes in, the complete list is, yeah, you got to wear your pajamas inside out. Here's another one where she said, we covered for you, brush your teeth with the opposite hand.
Hey, we'll take it.
And by the way, the official count on ice cubes has to be at least 6. And she put that in capitals.
So, it was a group effort. I think every kid in the region is so, well, they're probably sleeping right now, but when they wake up, they will be so happy. So, well, good work to all the kids.
Yes, good work indeed. A shout out to Lily and her kids in Taylor and the Kajawa girls here in Birmingham. And I know many, many, many other kids who were working it last night.
That's right.
So that we had a snow day today, all to their credit, of course. All right, so lots of school closings. Speaking of roadways that are challenging, you know, our Michigan roadways at one time, I believe it was the 50s into the 60s, were many would argue the best in the country. Really an exemplary set of roadways here in the state of Michigan. Over time, however, you know, that turned around, and we all know fixing the roadways has been a big issue. Our governor Gretchen Whitmer ran on fix the darn roads, you know, she's going to fix them. Well, they are looking into various possibilities, and as we said, a study was just delivered to lawmakers in Lansing detailing and outlining the possibility of using roadway tolls, for example, like they do in Ohio, to be a solution in place of other solutions like the gas tax, fuel tax. This is where you'd pay a toll. The example we gave earlier in the show and the example that's in the article in Bridge, Michigan, is that, for example, if you pay 6 cents a mile, you drive... up, what was it, 94? Let's see.
From the Indiana border up to Detroit.
Exactly, to Metro Detroit. You paid around $12 in tolls.
Ooh.
That's expensive. I do. That hit me, too. That was new. That's expensive. But the one thing I will say about this, and we're going to go to some of the texts that we've received and share some comments. The one thing I will say about this is that it is based on usage. You know, if you're the one driving the roads and if you're, you know, if it's a one-time event where you're making a trip to the Indiana border for whatever reason along the path that we just highlighted and you pay $12, it's a one-off kind of thing you do every now and then. If you're driving to work every day and it happens to be a toll road you have to take, that becomes a bit more burdensome. But the fact is the people paying to keep the roads in good shape would be the people using the roads. So there is some fairness to all of that. Of course, this is a very controversial issue. We're not going to spill the beans yet. We'll share some comments, but there is a, boy, I'll tell you, the polling through our texters is pretty clear on how we come down on whether or not we want tolls here in the state.
And, you know, if you're an everyday driver on these highways, for example, in Ohio, you have an easy pass. It's that, like, you know, plastic, you know, kind of, it looks like a credit card, so to say.
Right.
You put it in your car, you pay it monthly or yearly, and then you don't even have to think about it. You get a reduced rate for buying it through the year, and then you drive through whatever tolls you have to. You know, it's not like you're pulling out $12 in quarters.
No. Right. So it makes it easy, but you're still paying. That's for sure. Well, listen, we don't want to keep anybody in suspense any longer. A couple of comments. One I saw was that I drive an EV. I like the gas tax better as the solution. Well, obvious there. Listen, overwhelmingly, people who texted in are in favor of no tolls here in the state of Michigan. Now, while that's not scientific, of course, we're just appealing to our current listening audience and using that information for our very unscientific poll.
Study area.
But our little study. But listen, people don't want, those listening certainly don't want tolls here on the roadways in the state of Michigan.
And one person even said toll roads could be okay if the gas tax was repealed.
Exactly. And of course, that's part of the opportunity here. You wouldn't do both. You would do one or the other, or reduce one or the other.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, listen, I know Paul W. and Thomas, Sean Bellegian are going to be busy in the next, in the Paul W. show.
There's
lots to report. Are you with us, Ann? Good morning.
Oh, we're going to be talking about the roads, but not tolls. But, you know, I wonder how people in other states feel about tolls, like in Illinois. Do they hate it, or are they okay with it?
Well, that's a very
good... It would be interesting to find out.
They haven't brought up a law to change it, so presumably... Or at least we know it hasn't changed. Yeah, right.
So, but yes, we are going to be talking about the roads and the snow that's moving in. We're also going to be talking about the governor's State of the State address tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we are headed to Lansing. Probably we should leave about now to get there for the show tomorrow morning, it sounds like.
take the helicopter.
Yes, we need some type of alternative transportation. And then Dr. Matthew Sims, head of infectious disease research at Corewell Health, we want to find out what he thinks about a yearly COVID vaccine. So it seems like a good idea, but we'll see.
We'll be tuned in, of course. Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.